Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Welcome to the Attraction HQ podcast, where we look at love, sex, dating, relationships, how you can have more of them, how they can be better quality, how you can feel inspired and become a better person within yourself by ignoring conventional dating advice, taking outside strategies and perspectives, and striving to become the most real, authentic, honest, and sexiest version of yourself. Hi guys, my name is Hayley Quinn. Welcome back to another episode of Attraction HQ. Today, lucky you, we've got a bit of a hackathon when it comes to online dating. So we're going to be giving you some short, swift, effective techniques to get through the brutal modern mess that is Tinder, Happn, Once, and Bumble. So if you are interested in improving your online dating presence, getting a better return on effort, this is the right place. As you probably know, I'm a huge fan of teaching you skills to both meet women in real life, to become more charismatic and have more sex appeal on your dates, and also form just better, healthier relationships. But for today, we're going to tackle the millennial minefield that is the online dating app. I'm going to be joined by Ben from superfitdad.com.au, who is a personal trainer, blogger, father. And I've just been having a little chat with him, and he's got some badass tips for online dating as well. So I guess you have been in London for about a month, and you said at the beginning that you hit the online dating scene with some enthusiasm.
Well, yep. Hi, Hayley. Thanks for having me on the show. I've been here for a month, and when I arrived, I gave it a little nudge. Yeah, that's fair to say.
Yeah. And what's your first comment or experience about how you found it?
Look, it's a minefield, that's for sure. It's highly disposable. And what I've found over the years is that by honing a set of techniques or tricks, you can make the process less time consuming, which as a dad, as a busy guy, is actually quite important.
Right, because I think men and women have very different issues when it comes to the online dating thing. I think for guys, you probably feel like this, it can feel like a hell of a lot of effort and labor just to get some dates out of it, because there's so much kind of drop off in the process, where so you match someone, they don't get back to you, you message a bit, it never turns into a phone number, women cancel on dates. It's like it can feel that, even we were talking about this actually before we started the podcast, the illusion, the online dating is so much easier than meeting people in real life. However, I think that whilst you get the ease of the match, converting that into a live, breathing, red-blooded woman on the other side of a cocktail table from you is like a whole other story.
100% agree with that. I would say I dread to think about the percentage of dates that actually come about after an online dating match. I'd say it's in the less than 1%.
Wow. We should do a survey on that. That'd be really interesting. But you did, and I have to share this with you guys. We've got an amazing hack. Because, and I'm going to make you share, even though it's going to, this is taking away your secret gold, which is awesome. But I have fed you, but I have given you a few beers, so that can be the trade. You have got a really good icebreaker. Now, do you want to maybe talk about your reasoning behind having a standardized icebreaker for an online dating?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the volume is going to be problematic. Particularly if you're over the age of 16, consistently and repeatedly typing or coming up with new introductory messages is an absolute time drain. I don't think anyone's got the time for that.
And it can be hard when women don't write anything on their online dating profiles. They don't give you a lot to work with, right?
Absolutely. So I think to a certain extent, it's a sad state of affairs, but you do have to play the numbers. It's the nature of the beast, unfortunately. However, I listened to some advice from a computer hacker, believe it or not, who had actually hacked the online dating world, and he posed, or with complicit approval of a female friend, he set up a profile as a female or as her, and analysed statistically the responses that he got, and from that he was able to construct his responses to significantly improve his chances of having an initial successful first encounter. So I've tried to bring a little bit of that into what I do when I am actually online dating.
Okay. And so your statistic, can you share your icebreaker with us?
I'm a little bit loath to do that, but it's working on the principle that the majority of females, when they are approached in an online dating environment, particularly app dating, I think the majority of approaches they get will be something along the lines of hello, smiley face, or hello, winky face, which...
I'm not a huge fan of guys using tons of emojis, by the way. And what I would say there is a simple principle that you can think about is if 95% of men are likely to send this form of message, how can you be in the 5% of at least doing something different? I also know that whilst you won't tell us exactly, and I won't ruin it for you, I won't share without your permission, the content of Ben's opening message essentially acknowledges what it's like to do online dating. So it's a statement to that effect.
Absolutely. So it's fully cognizant and fully recognises the fact that 99 or 95% of these initial matches aren't going to go anywhere. And what I've found is that by acknowledging that, recognising it and bringing it into the opening gambit, there's a particularly enhanced chance of a successful initial response.
Right. So you could say, hey, or you could say, so. And I think sometimes so sounds quite assertive. Think of maybe a nice three dots. I always think three dots is much sexier than an emoji. If you want to personalise it, you can put their profile name in. That's pretty easy to do. Then you could maybe make a statement about the process of meeting people online, or you can make a statement about the likelihood of you guys ever going out on a date, or you can make a statement about what kind of interaction is likely to follow. Why this is witty and good is, I think, just like when you're on on a date, and maybe, you know, you say something and you recognize that did not go down well, or the woman turns up 20 minutes late. You have to say something about it, because if you don't, you're a doormat. And also, by acknowledging what's really going on in an interaction, you appear sociable, current, witty, particularly in a place like, if you're listening to this and you're in the UK and London, we love wit. So also a good thing to do is, if you can throw out an unusual word, I'm going to put it out there, if you can just replace the words good, bad, nice, or how's your weekend going, or how are you, hun? If we can just scrap that and actually just go to thesaurus.com and find a different word. Because you'll be so funny. Like, even when I'm getting guys to approach women in real life, if they're able to use words like eclectic and they just chuck it out there, immediately you're starting to differentiate yourself from the rest of the dating pool. And it's a simple technique to do.
I think that's right, Hayley. I mean, I think if you can be erudite, to bring a nice word into the conversation, then absolutely you'll differentiate yourself. And that applies to guys and girls as well.
Exactly. So from there, so you've got a... And by the way, Ben reckons 70% response rate on his first message, which is powerful. That is really good. After that, the other big dropout or area I want to talk through with you is obviously the nature of women just kind of it all fizzling out.
Correct.
And that is annoying, isn't it? It's like, if it never moves offline. And I have to say, guys, I'm going to be real with you now. A lot of the time, this is straight up your fault, or you co-create that situation a lot by simply not moving it on. I'm just reading all these like pages and pages of messaging. At no point there's a suggestion of the date, the phone number, or anything else.
I think that's a great point, Hayley. I mean, to follow from my opening gambit, which is along the lines of no conversation or no date will ever come of this, so many times the response has been from the girl, or maybe we'll just talk for a bit and then you'll ignore me forever. So I think, guys, we're absolutely guilty of this. as much, if not more so, than women. And we were talking about it before off mic. The minute you engage in conversation, your next step has to be talking about how can you get it off the app, onto messaging, and get that first date arranged.
Right. And remember what your intention is here, guys. You don't want a woman, you know, women generally on the apps are there to meet a guy as well. However, because it is an app, on both sides, male and female, you're going to get some time wasters. Some people that are just there, maybe they're in a relationship and just want some kind of extra stimulation. Maybe they're bored. Maybe they just struggle to have the confidence, or they have no real intention of meeting people in real life. You do not need to meet these people. So actually, by expediting the rate at which you ask for something, or not even ask, state that a contact detail exchange could go down, the people that you lose through that process are not likely to be the most open to dating and the best candidates anyway. So it's a way that you start to streamline things. I would always suggest, after a few good messages and a bit of banter back and forth, just say, hey, you know, I'd much prefer chatting in real life, or I'm not a huge fan of chatting on here. Send me your number and I'll drop you a message on WhatsApp. Now, at this point, if someone really is not going to give their number out, I'd start to question why they're using the online dating service anyway. If they offer a realistic objection, like, I just don't know you that well enough yet, at least then you have something to work with and you can say, okay, cool. Well, let's do 3 questions back and forth. You can ask me anything, AMA, and see how you feel by the end of that. So again, I would rather that you pushed sooner, got an objection, worked with the objection, solved it, and then got the number, rather than endlessly chatting to someone who, you get this, you don't even know is a real person.
Completely agree. I think you have the initial opening gambit, you get one another on the hook, if you'll pardon the phrase, and then it's really down to due diligence. And you can package that up however you want. You can actually be overt and say, I've got to do a bit of due diligence first.
Sometimes, I like that you said due diligence, because again, that is suggesting that you have standards and that you are looking to qualify her. And a lot of the time, women will have that feeling about them where they'll feel like, you know what, women, if they're asking about, if you ask a woman what she's looking for in a guy, oh my God, you get an answer. You get a thesis on that. Sometimes I've asked men what they're looking for in a woman. They say, I don't know, someone who's pretty and cute, or who's nice. and it's you have to demonstrate as a man that you are looking for more beyond physical attraction, particularly in the very superficial world of like Tinder and online dating. Suggesting that you have standards and other things that you qualify a woman for before you would invest your time on going a date with her, first of all, should be true. And secondly, even if it isn't true for you right now, I'd like you to make that a reality. And by saying something like, I need to do my due diligence, it's suggesting that even if she's really attractive, that you wouldn't simply go on a date with her purely based on looks, which directly counteracts most women's negative assumptions around online dating.
I agree, Hayley. I think one of the key issues with all of this, and that you can call it due diligence, whatever you want, you've got to ensure that there's some common ground. It's not just based on pictures. I don't think the reason most people don't go on dates with people they match is because it's a very superficial match. So you need to get into the weeds. You need to find out what they like to do in their spare time. You need to find out what their favorite book is. Whatever the question is, it's making sure there's some commonality there, and you're on the same page, and that it's worth both of you investing your time and going out on a date.
Exactly. So I think that, you know, I think that also that's important that you embody and you have that mindset. And it also generally it helps you to direct your conversations, whether you're on date or just chatting to somebody online. So if you haven't done so already, think about what kind of personal qualities you would like the woman to have. I know for you, fitness is a big part, massive part of your life, not to be underestimated.
Fitness and literate are my 2 big ones.
So therefore, if that was you, if you're Ben from Super Fit Dad, you'd probably want to steer the conversation towards fitness / you know, books / general level of education. Now, the reason that you do that, again, it's about how you're approaching this. Most guys, again, poor mindset, and it's not your fault. I understand this is a lot of the time how this has been communicated to you, particularly if you follow lots of pickup material, which is, there's some good stuff in there, but there's some misleading stuff. And you might be thinking, damn it, I just need to sustain, say if it's a real life approach, 5 minutes of conversation with this woman so it becomes socially acceptable for me to ask for her phone number. Wrong mindset. you need to be thinking, how do I direct the conversation towards topics that I'm really interested in, that I care about, that I'm going to find it really easy to talk about for several minutes? I'm not going to do things in order to please her. I'm actually going to be selecting topics that please me and that interest and excite me. Now, if you do that and you approach it that way round, you're not only going to find the conversation easier to sustain, but you're going to find it out more quickly if you have that level of connection. Now, you might be sitting there thinking, well, that's really good advice, Hayley, but how in the hell do I do that? Well, it's really easy. If you're maybe meeting her in a coffee shop or an art gallery or in a bar, but really your passion in life is fitness, you just need to say, oh, it's funny that I started talking to you in a bar. You know, actually, I'm not too much of a bar person, but instead, you know, I love fitness. I don't even own any other clothes apart from leisure clothes. And which is you, right?
That's my life.
That's you. Me too, actually, normally. But you see what you've done there? You've just gone, look, basically the format here is whatever topic we're talking about, it's fine, but it's not really truly me. Here's what I'm interested in instead. And that's how you redirect the conversation. And then you hope, and if she's got that level of connection to you, just like I did to Ben then, he said, oh, I'm always in my fitness gear. And I go, yeah, me too. Because that's the truth. My wardrobe is largely Lycra. So you find very quickly if you have that level of connection, and you get there not by questioning her, not by trying to suggest topics of conversation that you think she might like. Instead, you go there by setting out your stall and offering what you're interested in first, and then looking for that echo or connection point.
I'd agree with that mostly. I think that's absolutely right. I think all too often guys very permissive or submissive in this sort of situation and really don't drive it towards what they're looking for. And again, that's why you can have it could be a message conversation, could even be a couple of dates, but then they drift off and that's where the ghosting occurs. And that's why all of the girls are saying we could chat for a few weeks and then you could just disappear and I never hear from you again.
Right.
So absolutely, you need to be a bit assertive with it. You need to steer the conversation the way you want to go, and ultimately just trying to find out if there's that commonality and that common ground there.
Awesome. Well, you know what? I think Ben's actually got some sensible advice when it comes to stuff like online dating. He's also got a pretty awesome blog, so I'd really encourage you to check it out. It's superfitdad.com.au, because you might have noticed a bit of an Aussie accent kicking around in there. So yeah, I hope you've enjoyed this. As again, if you want to hit me with some questions, you can find me on Twitter. I'm at Hayley Quinn. Or if you want to get my specific and detailed advice personally to you, if you go to HayleyQuinn.com/club, C-L-U-B. I have an online members club, on and offline actually, where I run events, I answer your questions personally, and I give you access to 50 plus hours of content you can't get anywhere else. So if you want to hear more of my advice, I would really encourage you to check that out, take some action, and you know, have some accountability for yourself. So be the action person, don't be passive, and start thinking of that awesome online dating hacking icebreaker. You can hopefully stitch together the clues that we've laid out for you within this podcast. And just thank you so much for coming on the podcast, Ben.
Not at all, Hayley. It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Awesome. Okay, guys, I'll be back again next week with another episode of Attraction HQ. Thank you for listening to my podcast today. If you want to find out more about me, please head to HayleyQuinn.com/club, where I have a free 30-day membership available for you to my exclusive subscribers club. You can also catch up with me on YouTube at HayleyQuinnXX, on Instagram as HayleyQuinnX, and on Twitter as plain old Hayley Quinn. I'd love to hear your feedback on the show. Please engage with me, please reach out, and thank you again for your support.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com. Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.